Steven Solah loves to sling the football. Sure. The 16-year-old is aware now more than ever that no matter how skilled one becomes at the craft, and he is really only just starting to fully develop as a quarterback, pinpoint throws are going to inevitably be offset by the ones that got away. The truth is that the gunslingers of the gridiron live and die by this credo. It was a few years ago, as a backup QB in Tyke football, Joe McDonald Youth Football League, and while still starring as a running back, the local product would come to know his true calling. I had a lot of experience just throwing the ball in practice, said Solah, a one-time pitcher in baseball. I eventually became a full-time quarterback when I realized that I could really sling the ball, I think just because of my baseball background and the fact that I could pitch. That said, his throwing technique has been nothing if not a constant evolution these past few years. A few years ago, I would throw with my thumb on the lace because I had really small hands, said the young man who helped guide the Sudbury Junior Spartans to a U16AA title this summer. As I grew a bit, I switched up my grip, but in high school, Low Ellen, I had to change the way that I threw because my offensive line was way taller, and older, than me. Usually, I had more of a sidearm release sort of thing, almost like baseball. With the Junior Spartans, I had a smaller O-line, offensive line, and that's when I saw that I was throwing the ball so much better. So keeping to that sidearm, that kind of natural baseball throwing mechanic, I think I am just going to stick to that. Given his background as a runner, it's also no surprise that scrambling ability plays to Solah's game, though there is an awareness of where and when to do it that becomes increasingly more important as he continues to move up the levels of play. I've done a lot of research at quarterback and really learned to identify plays with the help of my QB coach Kyle Presso, said Solah. You've got that three-step drop and then your first read, and if it's not there, go for your second read. If that's not there, you look for your third read. And if that's not there, then get out of the pocket. Presso has really helped him keep his cool when sitting in the pocket, Solah said, which gives him the presence of mind to read the play and, if no target presents itself, to take off running. Playing with the Senior Knights as a grade 10 pivot certainly kick-started his development at the position, but facing the complexities of Ontario Summer Football League, OSFL, defenses within the structure of the Sudbury attack added a whole new layer to his growth. With the Spartans this summer, we ran an RPO, run-pass option, type of offense, noted Solah. Every play had a quarterback keep option, or I could even throw the ball on a bubble route, a slant. Going over film with the coaches, I learned to identify at a lower level the coverage, he continued. I think the RPO really helped develop my mental skill as a quarterback. On a similar note, Solah experienced the natural ups and downs of his position of choice, learning quickly not to dwell too long on the throws on which he would love to have a do-over. I remember in our first game with Quinty, I was beating myself up a lot after missing some throws, he said. I had people open for touchdowns and I just threw it over them a tad, and that caused me to play bad the entire game. But in the championship final, when his team needed him the most, Solah would thread the needle to Paolo Grossi, a 70-yard pass and run play that set up the game-winning touchdown, this despite the fact that Solah had endured 3 interceptions for the first time all year. I knew that I had to keep going out there with confidence, he said. You have those mishaps, but there's nothing you can do about them. They're in the past and you've got to keep moving on and go out there and make the play. One sling of the ball later and the OSFL championship would be theirs. Randy Pascal is a sports writer in Greater Sudbury. Pursuit is made possible by our Community Leaders Program.